G'day, welcome to Partakers. Today we start a Sunday series where we are reading from a book by Brother Lawrence, The Practice of the Presence of God. This book is available for you to freely download at various websites. Brother Lawrence lived in the 1600s, and this book of his details about how a person can benefit from the steady and soothing connection with God and to God. We have much to learn in the 21st century from this 17th century brother in Christ, and that is what we hope each of us will gain from these conversations and letters recorded for us. Brother Lawrence gives open advice, and we will see his passion for spiritual concerns as he goes about his work in the monastery, in the kitchens, and as a cobbler. In these recordings, we see how he rejoices in the mundane duties. We look at his persistent prayer life and how he was well known for his kindness, sympathy, and willingness to help all others. So with that said, let us start with this fascinating book. The Practice of the Presence of God, The Best Rule of a Holy Life, being Conversations and Letters of Brother Lawrence. First Conversation. Conversion and Precious Employment. Satisfaction in God's Presence. Faith our Duty. Resignation the Fruit of Watchfulness. The first time I saw Brother Lawrence was upon the 3rd of August in the year 1666. He told me that God had done him a singular favour in his conversion at the age of 18. That in the winter, seeing a tree stripped of its leaves, and considering that within a little time the leaves would be renewed, and after that the flowers and fruit appear, he received a high view of the providence and power of God, which has never since been erased from his soul. That this view had perfectly set him loose from the world and kindled in him such a love for God that he could not tell whether it had increased in above 40 years that he had lived since. That he had been footman to Monsieur Fubert, the treasurer, and that he was a great awkward fellow who broke everything. That he had desired to be received into a monastery, thinking that he would there be made to smart for his awkwardness and the faults he should commit, and so he should sacrifice to God his life with its pleasures. But that God had disappointed him, he having met with nothing but satisfaction in that state. That we should establish ourselves in a sense of God's presence by continually conversing with him, that it was a shameful thing to quit his conversation to think of trifles and fooleries. That we should feed and nourish our souls with high notions of God, which would yield us great joy in being devoted to him. That we ought to quicken, that is to enliven our faith. That it was lamentable we had so little, and that instead of taking faith for the rule of their conduct, men amused themselves with trivial devotions which changed daily. That the way of faith was the spirit of the church, and that it was sufficient to bring us to a high degree of perfection, that we ought to give ourselves up to God, with regard both to things temporal and spiritual, and seek our satisfaction only in the fulfilling of his will, whether he lead us by suffering or by consolation, for all would be equal to a soul truly resigned. That there needed fidelity in those drynesses or insensibilities and irksomenesses in prayer, by which God tries our love to him. That then was the time for us to make good and effectual acts of resignation, whereof one alone would oftentimes very much promote our spiritual advancement. That as for the miseries and sins he heard of daily in the world, he was so far from wondering at them, that on the contrary, he was surprised there were not more, considering the malice sinners were capable of. That for his part, he prayed for them, but knowing that God could remedy the mischiefs they did when he pleased, he gave himself no further trouble. that to arrive at such resignation as God requires, we should watch attentively over all the passions which mingle as well as in spiritual things as those of a grosser nature, that God would give light concerning those passions to those who truly deserve to serve him. That if this was my design, viz. Sincerely to serve God, I might come to him, Brother Lawrence, as often as I pleased, without any fear of being troublesome, but if not, that I ought no more to visit him. Thanks for listening as we look at this ancient book of the Church. Come back every day to Partakers, www.partakers.co.uk, where there is something added to help you as a Christian disciple in the 21st century. See you later. Dave Roberts, signing out.